Welcome to Intellectual Intimacy, where we're having deep conversations with extraordinary people. This is Cabrina McLean, your host, and on this episode, meet Brian Brokoff. He's a learning and development professional, photographer, designer, and artist. Listen in as I learn how Brian uses his tools to help enhance companies and identify performance gaps to take individuals and their corporations to the next level. Here's my conversation with Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm great. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you. How about on that end? Can you hear me on that end?
Yes, absolutely. I just wanted to take the time to thank you for just being a good person and living your values, because I don't see much of that these days.
No kidding. I was raised Catholic. I was raised, as an altar boy. I was all those things.
Okay.
But that's, I think that's kind of the foundation. But to me, it's more about just trying to do the right thing. So years ago, I was a store manager for Old Navy, which is a Gap company. Mm-hmm. And they had their core values. I forget what they're called. I think they're called Words to Live By.
Okay.
And their first one was just do the right thing. Mm. And for some reason, it just hit me that, if I could just do the right thing. And I think most people, unless you have some sort of disorder, I think most mm-hmm. people know what they're doing, if it's right or not.
That's
And to me, helping people to, just live their lives to the best that they can and achieve their goals and, mm-hmm. and help improve things, I think that's really my purpose. So I have a purpose mm-hmm. statement, which is really just to make the world a better place.
Okay.
So simple, yeah. Right? Very
great.
Simple.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. But if I don't do that every day, if I don't try to make the world a better place every day, I feel like I've wasted a day.
Mm.
So if it's somebody that, needs graphic design work or somebody who needs photos taken, mm-hmm. and they're in a place where, they, maybe can't financially afford it or they can't, whatever. I'm just trying to help people,
mm-hmm.
and I've got some of these skills that, God's given me some of these skills and I've worked mm-hmm. hard to learn some of these things. I didn't go to college. I didn't take any mm-hmm. extra courses on things. I just studied and learned the things I wanted to learn, and
mm-hmm.
and now I can try to help people with that. So,
well, I you've personally helped me, and I remember the first book that I had written. It was
really, yeah.
And you did it in a really nice way. It was you pretty much said, you need an editor. and for me, I have no problem expressing, how I feel and communicate, but I'm not a great speller. And sometimes, I'm not I wouldn't consider myself a great writer. I just express myself well, and that's it,
mm-hmm.
So thank you to you and your wife for that. And now, of course, I want to connect to that. You were talking about, Old Navy and the values. So tell me a little bit more about your background.
Yeah, so basically I'm a 25-year vet, plus 25-year vet. I don't want to put myself into an age group, but I'm a veteran of learning development.
Yes.
I've been both in the field as like a hands-on trainer, facilitator, that kind of thing, but also on the corporate side as well. So I've been an instructional designer, content developer. So I've worked on both ends of the L&D spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
I've led large teams, small teams, been kind of an individual contributor myself. I've been a district manager, and then of course the salon field leader where, you and I had the pleasure of meeting.
Absolutely.
So, my background's varied. I was able to do a lot of different things and meeting a lot of great people out there. And from that, you know, I just learned and grew my skills.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I think a lot of folks, you know, we're both from the L&D world, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, to me, L&D, we're like the architects of, you know, the training and HR world, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And from that, you know, because the core of who you are is an L&D specialist, you know, along with a million other things, tell me about Gapology. Like, what is it? How did it come to be where it is now? What's Gapology?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good question. So years ago, many moons ago, I worked for a gentleman by the name of Mark Chinas. So he was a territory senior vice president, I think was his title, something like that. And he was an amazing guy. And the very first time I met him, he definitely transformed my life. He saw the world differently. He looked at the business differently. And so he and I worked together. I was a store manager and then became a field trainer for him. And back in 08, you know, when we went through the recession, Office Max, you know, they scaled back and, you know, the field trainers got laid off. So I was out of work. And but when I was there, I wrote these little blogs, kind of inspirational type things for my team. So Mark knew that I liked to work, to write. And he had this idea of taking this concept called Gapology, which is just really a process for identifying and closing performance gaps that we had taught at Office Max, we used, you know, with our teams. And he wanted to take that and put it into a book. So he was, you know, he was very successful year after year, top of his class in performance, and really, you know, he loved helping other people. He wanted to really help people learn and grow and that kind of thing. And so he and I really connected with that. And that's really kind of where it started. You know, it started kind of as a curiosity. We wanted to know if the behaviors of the top performing leaders, what we call winning leaders, if their behaviors could be identified and then replicated. And so we started looking at that. You know, he had large teams of people, and he was able to really interview those people, the people who were winning consistently. Mm-hmm. And we saw patterns emerge from that. And that's where we really discovered the performance gaps, which is really knowledge, importance, and action. So the knowledge gap is really the first gap that you want to make sure is closed. So that's the what and the how. So do people know what to do, and do they know how to do it? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we as leaders own that gap, so we want to make sure we close it. And then the next one is importance. So do they know why and when they need to do something? So so we really own that as leaders as well. And then there's the action gap, and that's really comes down to choice. So if we close knowledge and importance, you know, are the teams making the choice to take action? So those are really the performance gaps, and that's really the difference between achieving your goals or not achieving your goals. In between there somewhere is a performance gap. And so we developed Root Solutions from that. And that was really, Root Solutions were really based on what we heard from the winning leaders. So, you know, as we interviewed them and talked to them, these consistent methods that they followed, we were really able to cull that together and build, you know, Gapology around it.
Wow, that's fantastic. And, you know, but what I see is that most companies focus on the first level associates. They don't focus on the leaders.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's huge. So thank you for that work that you're doing there.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. You know, a lot of times we just really focus on, you know, the end performer, which we do. We do need to do that. But when we ignore the power that comes from leadership, strong leadership, when we ignore that, I think we're missing a big piece, you know, and you and I have seen that in the training world where you train you know, you put together a wonderful training program, it gets rolled out and everybody's all fired up, but then there's no follow-up and then it just kind of falls to pieces. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No, that's cool. And then other than the Gapology, you have other books, right? You have MBAR, you have The Speed of Purpose. Can you tell me about those?
Yeah. So from our teachings with Gapology, when we were working with different organizations, and we worked with, you know, big organizations, you know, Fortune 500 type companies, and then small teams, you know, from that, we discovered a couple things. So first of all, first thing we discovered was really MBAR. So that's really an acronym. So I-M-B-A-R. And that's really the power of identity. Mm-hmm. So your identity ultimately delivers your results. And this, we definitely discovered this with this one particular organization that Mark was doing some work with. And he's like, oh my gosh, it's so clear. You know, because this particular leader was struggling with who they were, it really affected their mindset, which is what the M is. So identity drives mindset, you know, how you think and how you feel about things. And your mindset drives your behavior. So those are the things that you do, right? Mm-hmm. And then that delivers action. So the action is, you know, what happens around you, the people that you influence, that kind of thing. And then that ultimately delivers your results. So if you can figure out what your identity is, what the identity that you really desire, you can build your whole, that whole MBAR pattern around it. It's what we call mapping, MBAR mapping. So you look at your results, and if you're not meeting the results that you want, you can work backwards through that model and then really look at, okay, so what was really my mindset? What was my identity with regard to this particular activity or, you know, thing that you're going after?
So when you were teaching us what MBAR is, you know, what's powerful about that acronym is you can use that for a workout program or your nutritional program. So it's just a way of life. It's not just to be used, you know, at work. So that's you know, it was genius of you guys to create that. You were going to say something else?
Yeah, no, you're right. In fact, with the MBAR mapping process, we actually have personal MBARs that you can create for those types of things like your, you know, your health and wellness. So if you see yourself as, you know, if your identity is, oh man, I'm out of shape, I'm fat, I'm lazy, you know, which sometimes I look in the mirror and go, oh, I need to eat a salad today.
Here, here, yes.
But I get, yeah. So, but then if you can change that and really start to see yourself, say, as an athlete. So now you're an athlete. So what, you know, what kind of mindset does an athlete have? Well, they're excited to get up in the morning and work out and eat right and do all those things. So you can change your behavior by adjusting your identity and then your mindset. And it really works. In fact, Mark was just talking to a gentleman that he had worked with before, and he said that, you know, he went through some stuff, I guess, in his life, and he said, you know, one of the things that really got him through was Gapology and MBAR. You know, it's nice to hear those stories. We love hearing that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Changing the world, man. And then Speed of Purpose, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Speed of Purpose is our newest book that just came out last month. We were really working on that for a couple of years. You know, both Mark and I were working full-time, and it was a process that we kind of went through to get that one completed, but we're super proud of it. So it's really about identifying and defining a clear and compelling purpose, and then taking that purpose and wrapping it around all the different elements of your business, your people, your processes, your performance of your organization. If you can wrap that purpose around it, what it does is it drives discretionary effort is what we call it. So it's that little bit extra that people can give if they're really connected with the purpose of your organization. So that's our newest book, and we're super proud of that. Just got that launched. So that's Speed of Purpose.
That's great. And I'm just going to ask you, what's your purpose? You know, because purpose gives us energy and drive. So what's your purpose?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I have a kind of a personal purpose that I've really lived for a long time. And, you know, years ago, I was a store manager for Old Navy, and they had a, at the Gap, which is the parent company, they had a, I think they called it the, it was like their purpose statement, basically. But the first one was really do the right thing. I've always tried to live by that. And from that, I really built a purpose statement, just a one sentence statement. And it's just make the world a better place.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's just simple, right? And yeah. Every day when I get up, I just try to live that. You know, if I can help somebody with a graphic design project or photography, you know, I do a lot of that on the side too. You know, I love photography. That's like one of the things I'm really passionate about. But if I can help people with a headshot or whatever, you know, if it's going to improve their life, I mean, that gives me meaning in the things that I do. Yeah, so I just, you know, I believe in that stuff. You know, just let's make the world a better place. We can do it. We all have the ability to do that.
Well, your skill set has definitely been shared in my world. You helped edit my book. I needed it, so thank you. And and there's some folks in my network, some folks that didn't have the money that you helped propel their businesses, and it just tells me who you are as a person. You're living your values, so thank you so much.
No, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I know that you're an L&D vet, right? That you have experience as a multi-unit leader amongst, you know, hundreds of other things. You are a great photographer. I've seen your work. When it comes to, like, you know, like what is the name of your company, and what do you guys offer?
Yeah, so it's Gapology Institute is the name of our company. We just, you know, go by Gapology. People call us the Gapology guys, you know, and we've heard that. So that's the name of our company. We do workshops. We do in-person sessions, certainly. You know, we've done large workshops, public speaking type things. But we've also done small personal sessions. We can also do virtual. Now with the, you know, everything kind of the way it is today in the world, we definitely can do conference calls and, you know, Zoom calls, those kinds of things. We've done some of that as well. MBAR mapping sessions. The interesting thing about MBAR is that it's really a personal experience. So what I found is that it's really best done one-on-one or in very small groups because it's a lot of really exploring who you are. Where Gapology is, that can be done at, you know, really for all levels of leadership. You know, we've done large workshops in that. Speed of Purpose, we're really just building out that program. We've done a few sessions, and that can be done for executives, senior leaders. That usually works the best. But really anybody who leads a team can go through that program as well.
Mm. That when you were talking, I just thought about something. There's a common thread with the projects that you've been doing. It takes courage for these companies to get to the root of the problem. And that's what you guys uncover. A lot of folks want people to come in and train. Just train them. And like you said before, no follow-up, right?
Right.
So it's you guys are really doing some life-changing projects, you know?
Yeah. Well, it really can be. If people are really open to this, it really can be life-changing. And if you look at our three products, and it's, you know, we're going to try to pull it all together into really one kind of main message that businesses could really, you know, hire us for, because they're really all connected. Your MBAR, your identity mindset, really drives the behaviors, and a lot of those behaviors is really Gapology. And then all of that's wrapped in purpose if you're, you know, going after the right thing. So a lot of things can really be connected. And if organizations really want long-term change, you really have to look at all these different pieces.
Fantastic. There are two more questions I want to ask.
Sure.
One is, what's next for you guys? And then the last question is, how can we contact you? How can we connect to you after okay. this podcast? Okay.
Sure. So we have a podcast series that we do as well. Ours is called Gapology Radio. And if you just go on your podcast app, you should be able to find it. Just search for Gapology Radio. I think we have 39, 40, something like that, podcasts that are on there right now. But we're getting ready to restart it. So we took a bit of a hiatus because we really wanted to get Speed of Purpose wrapped up. And then we wanted to get Gapology done for Audible. So that's our newest thing. We just launched Gapology on Audible. I remember the first workshop I taught, this was for Buffalo Wild Wings years ago. We did their national convention, and I can't tell you how many people came up and asked if it was done for Audible. And we didn't, and we were like, oh, you know, how did we do that? We didn't know. And so one of the benefits of this whole pandemic thing is, you know, we were able to really look at how to get that done. So actually, my wife, beautiful wife, lovely voice, she is the voice of Maddie, who's one of our people that is in the book. So she and I recorded it, and we got it edited, and it's finally released. So we're very proud of that.
That's great.
So, yeah. And then now we're looking at doing an online training version of Gapology. That's really going to be the next big project. It'll probably take into next year if we can get that done. So we'd love to do that so that people can, you know, train on Gapology, you know, from a safe distance too. And then your second question is really how to get a hold of us. So our website is gapology.org. So you can go there and see all of our products that are there. Links to everything is there. Links to our Gapology Radio podcast is right there. So if anybody wants to check that out, you can. Or just shoot me an email. I'd love to chat. We love, like I said, hearing feedback. Love to have a conversation. Just brianbrockhoff@gapology.org is my email. So you can reach out directly, you know, that way.
Absolutely. And for the millennials out there, you're on Instagram as well, right?
Yeah, we're on, I try to do all the socials. So we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all those. LinkedIn is a good way to get hold of us for business leaders out there, both Martinez and I. And you can reach out to us that way as well.
Well, thank you, Brian, for taking time to share your talent with me today. And just on a personal level, thank you for just sharing your gift with the world. So, you know, I think that the work you guys are doing, you are changing one business at a time, you know, to be mm-hmm. a better business for employees and for the company. And, you know, I just can't thank you enough for the information you shared today. Thank you so much, okay?
Well, I thank you, too. And I do want to say before we go to all those listeners out there, Cabrina is awesome. I will say I clearly remember the first day that I saw you. So you we were at a meeting, and you were sitting at a round table across the room, and some of your feedback to the group was just transformational, not just to me as an individual, but I could see how your feedback made people think differently in these meetings. And I'm very proud to know you, and, you know, I appreciate everything that you do as well.
Well, this wasn't about me, okay? But I surround myself with that iron sharpens iron, right? I surround myself around people like you that, you know, take me up to the next level. So, you know, thank you. You inspired me to do podcasts. So I appreciate that. Yeah, you did. So thank you so much. And I'll talk to you soon.